We want to welcome everyone to our general session of our West Point City Planning Commission for March 12th, 2026. We have Joe, Kyle, Rochelle, Ryan, and Spencer. And Adam is excused. I think he's reffing multiple sports events, I think, or something like that. We'll say our Pledge of Allegiance, and then Rochelle did not say no when I asked her to say the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Contemplate the things that are changing things and needs for our city and our residents. Please help us have open minds and hearts to the things that need to occur to have the best interest of all of those around us. Please help us to remember all of those residents and find the middle ground to the best we can to help the place that we love to live.
Amen. Thanks, Rochelle. Any disclosures from the planning commissioners? All right. Oh, I think I forgot to fill out my conflict of interest form.
Yeah.
No, I did fill it out. Just kidding. Will we get a reminder if we forgot? Okay, I think I did, but honestly, I think it was due like 3 weeks ago, and now I can't remember. So if you guys didn't get it, you have to, every year you have to refill out a conflict of interest form. So, okay. Next item is public comment. We do not have any public hearings. So the time's yours. State your name, the city, and limit to 2.5 minutes if you want to make a comment about anything. Okay, seeing no comments, we'll roll right into our next items, which are administrative items. They are reviewed and based on standards outlined in the ordinance. Public comment may be taken on relevant and credible evidence regarding the application's compliance with the ordinance. So I'm going to read a brief description of items 6 and 7 because they are related, but they'll be two different decisions. The next one is 6 and 7, which relate to the Saltgrass Townhome Subdivision, located at approximately 1800 North and 4500 West. These items were discussed earlier this evening during our work session. The applicant, 317 West Point LLC, is requesting approval of a preliminary plat amendment and a site plan amendment for the development. Because these requests are related to the same project, we will consider them together this evening with two separate motions. At this time, I think the applicant's here. If you want to come forward, state your name for the record, and if you can give us a brief introduction and overview of some of the changes that you have here.
Ryan Wild. What else was I supposed to give you besides my name?
What was it? Name and just the, I guess you could just give you the address of where you work or the applicant's city, basically.
The city where I work?
Yeah.
Or I live?
I always go work with the applicant. So like where your office is, basically.
360 Autumn Cherry Way, Kaysville, Utah.
Perfect.
I've been to the Barbed Wire Museum. It's actually pretty good.
See, I told you.
It's weirder
I told
than you think.
It's real.
It's quite a history. So the change that we made was this used to go all the way up there to where it says 19 North Street to the top of it. And was this the old drawing?
Yeah, that's right.
And go out. We did that because at the time, I don't know if it was UDOT or you guys, we're going to put a road through that section of the land. And there was some wetlands issues. And we couldn't get all the units on there that we could under our development agreement. After the wetlands issues were resolved and UDOT did not need the road, we changed the entryway so that we could get our units now that there were not any wetlands. So that really is the basic changes. Just that entrance off of 4500 West used to be closer to the top of the map. Now it's closer to 1800. That's really the only change. And the numbers, but it's not really additional units because it's still matches with the development agreement.
And I think we did have Spencer had some questions about parking or how many parking.
You know, sometimes you get in these, it's a little tight, and extra parking is gets a little tight, especially bordering some major roads.
We've done them before where there wasn't full driveways. So in these, everybody wanted us to make full driveways. So those are full driveways for two cars, and the full truck can sit in there and not hang over the sidewalk.
Scott did.
Oh, we were pretty adamant about that. I think it makes a big difference in these types of places of just requiring a little more space. So,
and then it looks like it on the east side, there's an additional 16 extra parking. I mean, it hasn't changed.
The guest parking.
Yeah, right there.
Guest parking. Okay. And are all the townhomes, are all of them two car?
Yes.
Okay.
And we did design them so that two real cars can fit in the garage and two in the driveway. I believe Bryn was pretty specific about how long a truck is. Back.
What did you guys talk about?
Any other questions anyone else has or concerns? Okay, thank you. I think you went over it pretty well in the work session. I don't know if anyone else has any questions or concerns on this particular item. If not, we can entertain a motion. We just have to, I think you wrote it in the motions. One of them's an approval and one of them's a recommendation to City Council, correct? Which one is which? No, I can't remember.
It says it on preliminary plat.
Good. I don't make any motions anyway, so I'm not worried about it. So, but if anyone wants to make a motion on item 6 and then 7 after that one.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the preliminary plat amendment for the Saltgrass Townhome Subdivision located at approximately 1800 North, 4500 West.
Okay. Got a motion by Spencer.
Second.
Second by Joe. Any more discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Now for item number 7, which is the site plan amendment for the same location. Any more discussion? Anyone have any more concerns about that? Not, we can entertain a motion on that one.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to recommend approval of the site plan amendment for the Saltgrass Townhome Division located at approximately 1800 North, 4500 West, forward recommendation of the City Council for their consideration.
Okay, got a motion by Kyle, second by Rochelle. Any more discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. I think just they don't have to go to council. Does the council have to look at this? The second part, right? Okay. Thank you.
City name.
All right. Item number 8 is Horizon Junior High Subdivision, which is a request for a preliminary plat for the Horizon Junior High School subdivision located near 4500 West and 920 South. This item was also discussed earlier this evening during the work session. The applicant is the Davis School District. The proposed subdivision would create two lots to establish separate ownership for the existing Horizon Junior High School site and the adjacent city park. For this item, West Point City will be representing the applicant. I will invite staff to elaborate on the request for the record. I like that. Turn the time over to Troy.
Mr. Chair, I don't know if there's a whole lot to elaborate on other than I
don't you have to state your name and no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Make them come around. No, I think you're good, Troy.
That was not part of your script.
Yeah, no. I'm waiting for the time when I say this was discussed during the work session on something we didn't get because I'll forget. So
basically what was discussed in the work session, this is creating a two-lot subdivision dividing the school district property with the city park area, just creating a two-lot subdivision. Everything's already completed or finishing completion.
Awesome. Anyone else have any concerns on this? If not, we can entertain a motion for item number eight.
Just one question on it. Is it for sure a park now? Or is it like, oh, we could sell it into a contractor?
It's a
It's the
park.
park. It's okay. All right.
I think it's completed with
It's done.
grass and
Yeah.
it's like a ball
Oh, it's
field type
already,
park.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's all
That's true. I was, yeah.
It's done, yeah.
That's true. I've been over there. All right. No more questions.
Perfect. I'm going to entertain a motion on number eight then.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the preliminary plat for the Horizon Junior High School subdivision located near 4500 West and 920 South in West Boise City.
Okay, got a motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Kyle. Any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, that one passes too. I guess we'll go to Planning Commission comments. We already did the staff update, right? All right, we can start with Mr. Wade.
In the spirit of tonight, no comments.
Thanks, Spencer.
Keep it short.
You're next.
Nothing from me.
Okay.
Isn't there?
No problem.
Just one comment. I had some time, I spent some time at the junior high with Junior Jazz. It's a really impressive facility, and it's going to be a great thing for the city. Be awesome to see some men leagues game out there, but it's awesome.
And my only comment would be we will have a float, but we can probably maybe we'll just talk more over our group text about what we need to do to get that going. So let us know, or Rochelle's going to find something, but they want us to have, we have a $500 budget to design and construct a float. I'd recommend we do it not the day before.
What?
That's what, yeah, they said $500.
A pump track for a
Huh?
float, a pump track.
Nope.
She has it in writing so we know we can run with it.
Little seed money. Nice.
So if you guys have any ideas, put it in our Planning Commission text message chat, and then we can just talk about what we might want to do. And I think we might need a trailer. If someone has a trailer, or maybe Rochelle has a trailer
I've got a
to borrow.
24-foot trailer
That'd be
or a
perfect.
14-foot trailer.
Not just a.
Can we hook them together?
You can do whatever you want. This is your city,
I
Mr.
like
Chair.
it. I like it. So, no, that was my only comment, is just think about that. It comes up quicker than you think. So, thanks for doing that, Rochelle, on getting us sparked on it. And I really want you guys all to look up the history of barbed wire. I'm serious. It's interesting. Just do it.
Oh,
There's
he's out of Oklahoma.
several of them, but there's
Hey,
one in Oklahoma at the Cowboy Museum. I'm not even joking, and
hey.
it's cool.
Where is this at?
It's in Oklahoma.
Like which?
I don't know. The bus took us there. I don't know what.
Okay. You read. All right.
So, okay, that's it. Have a motion for adjournment. Someone has to make a motion.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Adjourned.